Well, in their last seven games hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Atrium Health Ballpark, the Kannapolis Cannonballers are 0-7. They haven't been too hot against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization, but on All Holidays night and a wonderful Saturday evening in Kannapolis, North Carolina, Atrium Health Ballpark, Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to get back in the win column after dropping their last two, including their last seven here at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody. I'll be bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis. The righty, Norge Vera, will get us started on the bump for Kannapolis. He'll deliver the first pitch of the ballgame at 7:02, exactly on the dot, 7:02. 90 degrees is your first pitch temperature here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The tall righty, Norge Vera, 6'4", one of the top prospects in all the White Sox organization, is on the bump. He'll deliver the 1-0 to the leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's Jackson Hallmark. 1-0 is a bit off the plate now. 2-0 against the Woodpeckers leadoff batter. It'll be Jackson Hallmark, Joey Loperfido, and Logan Cerny due up in the order here for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-0. Heavy cut and a miss from Jackson Hallmark. We'll move it now 2-1 on the Woodpeckers leadoff batter. The left fielder Hallmark. Again, Loperfido and Cerny, center fielder and right fielder respectively, will follow here in the order. Here's a 2-1 from Norge Vera. Heavy swing and a miss again on a 90-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. Yes, you heard me right. Norge Vera working the high velo action for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to deal with. Vera, the righty, 0-2, the 2.65 ERA. He's 6'4", 185-pound righty from Santiago de Cuba, Cuba. 2-2, a bit off the plate. Count runs full. Now on Jackson Hallmark. Vera, again, 6'4", 185 pounds, 0-2 on the year. Number 3 overall prospect in the White Sox system per Baseball America. MLB pipeline is a little bit lower at number 5 as Hallmark cuts on the full count offering and fouls it back. We'll do another one at 3-2. Hallmark, Loperfido, and Cerny due up in the order. Of course, Loperfido and Cerny producing all the offense last night for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers winning 10-5, backed by a 4-for-4 night at the plate from Logan Cerny. 3-2, cut on and foul back by Jackson Hallmark again. We'll do another one at 3-2 on the leadoff batter for the Woodpeckers. Jackson Hallmark out of the University of Nebraska, Midland, Texas product, home of the Rockhounds, AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, Midland, Texas. Full count, nobody out, top of the first. Glad you're able to join in as Vera delivers the pitch. Fastball inside, corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Jackson Hallmark down looking for the first out of the ball game. That is the first punch out of the night for Norge Vera. We'll send it now to Joey Loperfido, the second man in the order for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cerny on deck and Justin Williams, first baseman in the hole. He'll bat fourth, batting fifth will be the DH, Victor Mascai, batting sixth, third baseman Tyler Whitaker. As Norge Vera with the big gold chain popping out of the neck, he'll deliver the first pitch to Loperfido. Swung on and lifted high and foul here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He'll do another one at 0-1. Rest of the order, 7-8-9 for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Jose Alvarez, catcher, makes his Fayetteville debut tonight. He will bat seventh. Vera's off speed on the 0-1 is right down Broadway. We'll move 0-2. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop will bat eighth, and batting ninth will be the second baseman, Yuris Ramirez, in the order for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-2 count, one down. Norge Vera's already picked one strikeout up tonight. We'll see if he can get another. He tried to get it. Off-speed pitch just a bit upstairs on Loperfido. We'll move it 1-2. Loperfido, two doubles last night, also a couple of RBI. Fayetteville pouring it on late with a five-run seventh inning against the Kannapolis Cannonballers in last night's loss. 1-2 from Vera. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Norge Vera, two batters face, two strikeouts here in the top of the first inning. So far, a good start for the young righty out of Cuba. Logan Cerny, right fielder, will dig in. Vera, his seventh start of 2022, is fourth at home. He's been very impressive at home. Last time out, though, up in Salem, Virginia, a good note, he did pitch no hit. 3 1/3, 0-1 in there on Logan Cerny, nice off-speed. 3 1/3 no-hit innings from Norge Vera, but he did walk four batters, two runs earned, seven punch-outs in 3 1/3 innings, 0-1, right down Broadway on Logan Cerny, 0-2 now the count. Tossed an absolute gem last time out. here at home did Jorge Vera. 3 2/3, 6 hits, but 8 strikeouts, no runs, 1 walk. 0-2 on the way from the righty. He wanted that call on a fastball just a bit off the plate, but we'll move it 1-2. Now on it, Logan Cerny. Mr. Troublemaker Cerny, number 24 overall prospect in the Houston Astros organization. Young outfielder from Decatur, Georgia. 4-for-4 last night with 3 stolen bases. Here's the 1-2. He wanted to offer at it, but it's just a bit upstairs. Count even now, 2-2. Vera has pitched one game already this year against Fayetteville. It was out at Seger Stadium on June the 17th. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 2 punchouts. This time called to the plate by Cerny. Count remains 2-2, 2 down, top first. Here on a beautiful night, Atrium Health Ballpark. Little toasty, but not too bad. As long as you got a cold drink in hand, you are good to go. 2-2 to the plate in the dirt, picked out by catcher Victor Torres. Count now runs full on the 3-hole man, Logan Cerny. Left to right in the outfield today for Kannapolis. It'll go Benjamin Bailey, Misael Gonzalez, DJ Gladney. Infield to go Wes Kath, Wilbur Sanchez, Andy Atwood, and Wilfred Veras. Behind the dish is Victor Torres for the righty Jorge Vera. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, hard grounder up the middle, right at the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. He's got to hurry. He'll fire to first in time. 4 out at number 3 of the first inning. 1-2, 3 inning for the night for Jorge Vera in his first inning of action. We'll see if we can keep that up. Bottom first headed your way here in just a moment on the Maulers Baseball Network. We've got a wonderful night of baseball headed your way. Quick break. We'll be right back here from Kannapolis. Andy Atwood will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Miguel Ulloa will deliver the first pitch of the ball game to Andy Atwood, and it is inside, ball one. 1-0 is your count here in the bottom first. Still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It'll be Andy Atwood, Wes Kath, Colby Smelly due up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ulloa's 1-0 is tattooed into right center field. That's going to be trouble. It's going to roll into Triples Alley. Headed after it is the center fielder, Lo Perfido. But Atwood's on his horse. After second, he's headed to third. He's going to have to get down, but the throw is off the mark. It'll be a sliding in triple for Andy Atwood to lead matters off here in the bottom of the first inning. Andy Atwood, what can't this guy do? He's a universal Swiss Army knife out there in the leadoff spot for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's a triple off the bat of Andy Atwood, his first one of the year. Wes Kath will now dig in. Runner on third, nobody out. As my cohort to my left here, Ron Burgundy, says, well, that escalated quickly. Just 2 pitches, and already the ballers with a runner in scoring position. Ulloa in a bit of early trouble. Pitch is upstairs and away on Wes Kath. We'll move it 1-0. Miguel Ulloa, 4-pitch mix, 4-seam fastball, slider, curveball, changeup for the 20-year-old from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. Check swing on it from Kath, but he didn't go around as the pitch was in the dirt. Picked out by the catcher Alvarez. We'll do it again at 2-0. Uyola's only thrown one strike today and ended up in right center field in Triples Alley, where Andy Atwood is now residing at third base. Infield playing in. Baller's in a prime spot early here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 from Uyola. Big swing and a miss from Wes Kath. We'll move it now 2-1. Colby Smelly, DH on deck, will bat third. Batting fourth is Wilfred Veras, first baseman for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. DJ Gladney, the right fielder, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Benjamin Bailey. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Victor Torres. 2-1 from Uyola is a bit low and outside. 3-1 now on Wes Kath. Batting eighth will be Misael Gonzalez, a center fielder. And batting ninth, rounding out the order, is La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And manager Guillermo Quiroz out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Uyola on the bump on the year, 1-0 with a 2.77 ERA. This is his fifth game against Kannapolis this year. As Kath cuts on the 3-1 and misses. Count now runs full on the Ballers' third baseman. Andy Atwood at third base. Infield playing in for Fayetteville. We'll set the defense for you after the full count offering from Miguel Uyola. His fifth appearance on the year against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but not too shabby as a 3-2 swung on and missed at the plate by Wes Kath for a strikeout. That is the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Wes Kath appealing. He thought that ball was down in the dirt. Nonetheless, it'll send Colby Smelly to dish. Outfield set up for Fayetteville today. It'll go Hallmark, Lo Perfido, and Cerny, the three troublemakers in the order for the Woodpeckers. Whitaker, Molina, Ramirez, and Williams left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Jose Alvarez in his first game as a Woodpecker for Uyola. First pitch to Colby Smelly, low and inside corner for strike one. 95-mile-an-hour fastball off the arm of Uyola. Making his fifth appearance against Kannapolis, his third start. In 10 innings, he's allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, 19 strikeouts, just 9 walks. 0-1 from Uyola, just a bit inside on Smelly. Count even now, 1-1. Uyola actually caught COVID at the start of the season. Delayed his debut with the Woodpeckers by a couple of weeks, but once he got into the rotation, made his mark for sure. 1-1 gets by the catcher Alvarez. Atwood wanted to go to home. Nonetheless, he will stay put. 2-1 count now on Colby Smelly. Jose Alvarez. Oh, my. He's got a toot behind the plate already. Andy Atwood wanted to go for it, but decided to hold off. Alvarez nodding his head in agreement. That little bit of attitude saying, yep. Okay. Infield playing in, 2-1 count on Smelly. Uyola with a deep breath will come set. Here's the pitch. Heavy swing and a miss from Colby Smelly. 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the upstairs part of the plate. Count will move 2-2. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Bottom one, Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless. Kannapolis trying to break that. 2-2. Put it in play, but it's line foul by Colby Smelly down the right field line. Move it to a 2-2 offering. Good crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Post-game fireworks on the way. All holidays night here at the ballpark. We're celebrating a new holiday every half inning. Bit of a crazy night planned for the Kannapolis Cannonballers entertainment crew tonight. 2-2 fouled off by Smelly. We'll keep it at 2-2 and do it again. I believe the next holiday they're going for is Valentine's Day. So we started the year, obviously, with New Year's. Did New Year's resolutions in the middle of the first inning. Trevor Wilk, my lovely cohort, actually was talking about all the resolutions he's kept and all that, and then he was sitting there eating a piece of cake. Yep, that sounds about right. 2-2 count, one down, bottom first. Colby Smelly will get the 2-2 from Uyola. Hard grounder to short. Leo's Danny Molina makes a nice play. He'll turn around and fire to first in time for the out. It's a 6-3 put out of Colby Smelly. Good play at short by Leo's Danny Molina. It'll keep Atwood at third. That'll send Wilfred Veras to the dish. One on and two down. Wilfred Veras, the multi-hit game last night. Two for four with an RBI. He did have a strikeout. Nonetheless, he's been on a bit of a hot streak lately, has Wilfred Ferraz. First pitch from Uyola is a bit low and in the dirt, picked out by Alvarez. 1-0 count. Uyola again on the year, 1-0 with a 2.77 ERA entering tonight. International free agent signee just last year by the Houston Astros, a soon-to-be top 30 prospect in the Astros organization, according to Andrew Chapman, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcaster. 1-0 cut on and foul tipped by Wilfred Ferraz. 1-1 now on the way. Uyola certainly has got the stuff. Four-pitch mix, and he's working it with ease. Ferraz, though, a heavy bat at the plate, 19 years of age. 13 homers on the year. He's second on the team. 1-1 check swing. It's fouled off, and it's off the back screen. Count will move 1-2. Uyola just one strike away from getting out of this tight spot. But he's got a lot of power at the plate in Wilfred Ferraz to deal with. DJ Gladney on deck. That's even more power. Team leader in homers, RBIs. 1-2 count. Atwood with a good lead at third. Uyola keeps an eye on him. Here's the 1-2. Fastball just a bit low and off the plate. Alvarez wanted to go back to the dugout, but not a strike according to home plate umpire tonight, Jalen Goodman. Count is 2-2 on Ferraz. Out in the base path tonight is Charlie Welling. Two-man umpire crew assigned by the Carolina League for tonight's action. 2-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch from Uyola. Swung on, chopper to shortstop. Molina makes the clean play. He'll fire to first. It's just in time for out number three of the inning. So the Ballers get a leadoff triple from Andy Atwood, but then a strikeout and two groundouts to the shortstop get Miguel Uyola out of the tight jam here in the inning. Top second headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back. Still scoreless here in Kannapolis. Justin Williams, Victor Maskey, Tyler Whitaker due up top second as Williams will cut on the pitch and miss from Norhaver to lead off the top of the second inning. It is cut on and missed. 0-1 count now on it. Justin Williams again, Victor Maskey and Tyler Whitaker follow against the righty Norhaver. 0-1 heavy swing and a miss. 89 mile an hour pitch from Norhaver. Count to move quickly now. 0-2. Vera, his second inning of action, picked up a 1-2-3 inning last time out against the tough part of the order. Hallmark, Loper, Fido, and Cerny. Justin Williams with his first action on the series. We'll get the 0-2 from Vera in the dirt. Picked out by catcher Torres. Count now at 1-2. On the year, Justin Williams not too shabby. Batting .259. He's only played in about 30 games for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He's got two homers, 15 RBI. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jorge Vera picks up punch out at number 3 already on the night. He struck out 3 of his last 4 batters faced. He's only faced 4 batters tonight. You can do the math at home. I'm not going to do math for you. Victor Mascai, DH, will dig in. I'm never good at math. Never been good at math. I will never claim to be a math artist. Mathematician, whatever you say it. There, off-speed pitch, beautiful curveball right down Broadway. 0-1 count on Victor Mascai. Vera, last time he was at home, a career-high 3 2/3, a career-high 8 punch-outs. Big swing and miss on the 0-1, now 0-2. The Woodpeckers prone to a lot of swing and misses. They've actually got the worst strikeout ratio in all of minor league baseball. 0-2 from the righty Vera is on the way. Fastball upstairs. It's the pitch that Victor Torres wanted, but it's just upstairs on Mascai. 1-2 now the count. Peckers are actually no hit back on Sunday, the 17th, against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It was a 1-2 for Mascai. It's a fair ball down the right field line. It bounces off the facing of the right field terrace. DJ Gladney's going to chase. Victor Mascai trips as he runs past first base. It'll go down as a single for Victor Mascai. It wouldn't have easily been a double had Victor Mascai not tripped on his own 2 feet out there. So it ends up as a single for Mascai. It's now one on, one down. That'll send Tyler Whitaker to the plate. The Woodpeckers dugout, they're all laughing down there. Looks like Mascai just tripped on his own 2 feet. Looks like he's okay. Head trainer Eric Braun will go out and check on him if he's not okay. Nonetheless, runner on first, one down. First base knock of the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Tyler Whitaker will dig in. One on, one out. Vera still on the bump. He's not fazed at all. First pitch to Whitaker. Fastball just a bit off the plate to Whitaker. 1-0 count. This is the matchup of all matchups here if you're watching. Tyler Whitaker, one of the top prospects in the Astros organization, against Jorge Vera. 1-0. Heavy swing and miss from Tyler Whitaker. 1-1 now. Whitaker batting just a measly 165 on the year. 127 strikeouts. By far leads the Woodpeckers. As far as the Carolina League, he is on top of that as well. 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Actually, second in the Carolina League in strikeouts is DJ Gladney. He's got 118. He will lead off the bottom of the second inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Time called. Tyler Whitaker needs a moment to recoup. 1-2 count. Whitaker batting 165. He's only got 4 homers. DJ Gladney, yeah, he's got a lot of strikeouts, but he's also leading the team with 15 homers. Whitaker cuts on the 1-2, lifts it high and foul. Heads up over near the sausage cart over there. We'll do another one at 1-2 on Tyler Whitaker. Las Vegas, Nevada native. Product of Bishop Gorman High School. He's got a younger brother in high school over there in Las Vegas. Apparently, he's already throwing 90 miles an hour. That's some smoke. 1-2 from Vera. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Jorge Vera picks up strikeout number 4. It is a strike 3 looking of Tyler Whitaker, who picks up his 128th punch out of the year. That'll send it to Jose Alvarez, the catcher. Jose Alvarez sent down from the High A Asheville Tourists back on the 21st earlier this week. Pitch is in there. 0-1 count now on Alvarez. 2021, he played just 17 games with the Florida Complex League and with Fayetteville. His first time he's ever arrived here to Kannapolis. 0-1, swung on, foul tip straight back. Another one coming at 0-2. Alvarez, an international free agent signee in 2016 by the Astros out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Batted 359 over 41 games of the Dominican Summer League back in 2018. Finds his way to Fayetteville here in 2022. Again, the Maracaibo, Venezuela product. 0-2 is upstairs from Vera. 1-2 now. Vera's already well on his way. Getting 3 2/3 innings, 8 punch outs here at home last time against the Carolina Mudcats on July 8th. Feels so long ago. It was only 2 weeks ago. 1-2. We grounded to short. Wilbur Sanchez comes in. He'll step on second for the out. Easy out for Wilbur Sanchez to make. Steps on the bag and gets Victor Mascai out on a 6-U. Jose Alvarez grounds into a fielder's choice. And that is the end of the top of the second inning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network when we return here in Kannapolis. Still scoreless at Atrium Health Ballpark. Well, everybody's favorite power hitter, DJ Gladney, will dig in and lead off the bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Uyola back out of the bump. First pitch from the righty is off the plate. 1-0 count now on a DJ Gladney. Benjamin Bailey and Victor Torres will follow in the order against the righty Uyola. Here's the 1-0 on the way to Gladney. Heavy swing and a miss. We'll move it now 1-1. Time called. Looks like Gladney's wrist protector fell off of his hand. We'll move it to a 1-1 count now. Gladney team leader in homers with 15. Again, second place in the Carolina League in strikeouts, but he hits a lot of homers. 1-1. Fastball up and away on Gladney. He'll move it 2-1. Last night, Gladney not his greatest of nights. 0-4, the strikeout and a walk. He didn't have a run scored. 2-1. Heavy swing and a miss. We'll move it now to a 2-2 count. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder on deck. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 on the way from Uyola. Swing and a miss. DJ Gladney down on strikes to lead off the top, the bottom of the second inning. First out is commenced of the bottom of the second. Uyola gets his second punch out of the night. They'll send it to Benjamin Bailey, the left fielder. Benjamin Bailey will dig in his first at-bat of the night. Ballers have just the one hit. It's a triple off the bat of Andy Atwood. Just a bit upstairs on the first pitch to Bailey. 1-0 is now your count. Uyola takes a deep breath. Here's the 1-0. In the dirt, picked out by the catcher Alvarez. We'll move it now 2-0. Uyola last time out, he pitched back on July the 13th against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 6 punch-outs. Pitch is well up and away on Benjamin Bailey. He'll move it now 3-0. Bailey's not quite had the year he's wanted. Last night, 1-4. Batting below the Mendoza line at 196. Three homers, 17 RBI for the big, tall, power-hitting left fielder out of Vista Alegre, Panama. 3-0 count, deep breath from Uyola. Here's the pitch from the righty. It's inside, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Benjamin Bailey. One out and a runner on now for Victor Torres, the catcher. Victor Torres will dig in. Seventh man in the lineup for the Ballers tonight. So one of the better bats in the second half, batting 313 with three homers, 10 RBI in this second half. Fitch is in there, a one count now. Uyola's got a runner on first to deal with. It's Benjamin Bailey. Victor Torres batting 313 in his first 10 games so far in this second half of action in the Carolina League. 0-1 fastball just a bit inside, but it is called a strike. Moving now to an 0-2 count. Benjamin Bailey on first base. Not a huge base-stealing threat. Has not attempted a stolen base all year. 0-2. Just a bit low and inside. It's called strike three at the plate by Jalen Goodman. Victor Torres not a fan of the call at all. Nonetheless, it's a three-pitch strikeout looking. Uyola picks up his third one of the night. That is now two down. Runner on first for Misael Gonzalez. Gonzalez will dig in. Victor Torres not a fan of the call at all. He's still staring down the home plate umpire. Actually, now Guillermo Quiroz is going to trot over, and he's got some words for Jalen Goodman. He's got some very nice, not so nice words. Of note, Guillermo Quiroz has not been tossed from a game so far this year. Gonzalez cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off, 0-1 count. Guillermo Quiroz has not been ejected from a game all year this year. Actually, though, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they've had two ejections all year. Their pitching coach, John Kovalik, and their manager, Joe Thon, both ejected in the same series back in early April. It was actually these two umpires, Jalen Goodman and Charlie Welling. Pitch is inside to me, so we'll move it even now at 1-1. Jalen Goodman tossing John Kovalik, and Joe Thon tossed by Charles Welling, who are our umpires tonight. Pitch is inside from Uyola to Misael Gonzalez. We'll move it 2-1. Bottom second, still scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Victor Torres with a close strikeout call. Misa digs in. Benjamin Bailey, the good lead at first base. 2-1 of the way from Uyola. Lifted high in the air into shallow left field. After it is the shortstop, Molina. He's going to call everyone off and make the grab. Four out at number three. That will complete the bottom of the second inning. Ballers get a base runner in Benjamin Bailey, but they can't get anything else. It is a P6 in the book from Misael Gonzalez to end the bottom of the second inning. We're headed down top of the third, headed your way here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's President's Day before the top of the third. We're moving through the holidays all night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. 8-9-1, due up in the order, top of the third inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Leo's Dana Molina wasting no time. Liner to shortstop Wilbur Sanchez makes the play. Four out, number one. One pitch, one out. Nore Vera picks up another out thanks to a liner from Leo's Dana Molina. Wilbur Sanchez makes the grab. It's a L6 in the book. One pitch, one out. That'll send it to Yuris Ramirez as a 9-hole man. Vera, his third inning of action. He's had a wizardry of a night here. Four strikeouts and two and a third innings. Ramirez will dig in. Here's the pitch from the righty. Big swing and a miss on a curveball. 0-1 is your count. Jackson Hallmark, leadoff batter. Left fielder is on deck. I think that's going to be the new nickname for him. I think we're going to call Nore Vera the Wizard. 0-1, swing and a miss. 0-2 now. Here's Ramirez. Quickly down 0-2. Nore Vera, the tall Cuban righty, popping the $10,000 gold chain out there. I don't know how much it cost. It probably cost about $10,000. 0-2 chopped foul by Ramirez. We'll keep it at 0-2. Four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. His dad actually pitched in the Cuban National Series. Jorge Luis Vera pitched for 17 years in the Cuban National Series. Vera pitched just one. That's all he needed. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. The Wizards now got five. It's a swing and a miss from Yuris Ramirez. Two down now for Jackson Hallmark, the left fielder. First time through the order for Jorge Vera. Pretty stinking good. Taking him 2 2/3 to get through the order. Five strikeouts. The Woodpeckers only gotten one hit. Pitches up and away on Hallmark. 1-0 is your count. Hallmark 0-for-1 tonight. He had a strikeout to lead off the ballgame. As now time called, and looks like Guillermo Quiroz has actually been ejected from this ballgame. He's going to come out now, and looks like he's going to have a chat with the home plate umpire in Jalen Goodman. Looks like he has been tossed indeed. Victor Torres obviously was not happy with that strikeout call last time. This is the first time that Guillermo has been ejected all year. Nonetheless, top of the third here at Atrium Health Ballpark. And some words were spoken. And now Guillermo Quiroz is actually picking up scoops of dirt and dumping it on home plate. I've never seen Guillermo Quiroz this animated, but he is going after it. Dumping mounds of dirt on home plate. Getting animated. He's obviously very irate. Covering home plate up completely. And he's cursing out Jalen Goodman. That is all she wrote. Guillermo Quiroz has been ejected from the ballgame. Home plate is covered up. Victor Torres, a catcher, has his manager back him up. Jackson Hallmark will dig back in with a 1-0 count. Folks, I'm going to check that off the list. I've never seen that in a baseball game before. I've obviously seen managers get irate. I've seen videos of Earl Weaver. I've seen everything. As now home plate umpire Jalen Goodman is going to go clean up home plate with a little brush and clean it up. Undoing all that work from Guillermo Quiroz. 1-0 count on Jackson Hallmark. The Wizard Nore Vera back out on the bump. Quiroz ejected for the first time this year. That'll be Cam Seitzer and John Eli splitting duties as the managers tonight. 1-0 from Vera. Fastball is low and outside. Count a move now 2-0. Again, never seen that before. Now I can say I have. 2-0 from Vera. Upstairs and away. We'll move it 3-0 now on Jackson Hallmark. Joey Loperfido on deck, center fielder for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Two and two-thirds innings for Vera so far. Five punch-outs. 3-0 is a bit inside. Ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Jackson Hallmark. Taking a free pass will be Hallmark. It's the first walk of the night for Jorge Vera. Only the second base runner on the evening as well for Fayetteville. Loper Fido, the center fielder, will dig in. I think that's one of those ejections where Guillermo Quiroz really didn't need to get ejected as the pitch is swung on and missed by Loper Fido, 0-1. That's something to get the team fired up. He's backing up his players. Doing well, doing so. 0-1 count on Loper Fido. Here's the pitch from Vera. Lifted high and foul as it will maybe stay in play. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder after it, but it'll land in the right, in the Wayne Brothers picnic area down in the left field line. 0-2 count now on Loper Fido. Messages sent. It's at least the third ejection on the year for this umpire crew. As mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they were the ones that tossed out both Kovalik and Joe Thon earlier in the year. Fayetteville's pitching coach and manager, respectively. 0-2 count, two outs. Vera on the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back. Another one coming at 0-2. Loper Fido, two doubles last night. Couple of RBIs as well. He produced quite a bit out there. Logan Cerny, right fielder, is on deck. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. Doesn't matter. He struck him out. Jorge Vera, the wizard, gets his sixth punch out of the night. It's Joey Loper Fido, who's now 0-2 with two strikeouts on the evening. Well, that concludes the top of the third inning. Bottom third headed your way here in just a moment. It's Mardi Gras here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff bottom of the third inning here in Kannapolis. He cuts on the first pitch, pops it up, and all right on the line. Fair foul ground. Who's got it? Shortstop Molina in foul ground's got it. He'll make the grab. Four out at number one. At the bottom of the third, one pitch, one out. Wilbur Sanchez with a P6. That is the first time through the order for Kannapolis. Andy Adwood will now dig in. Bottom of the third inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. We're in a scoreless ball game. Bottom of the third. One out in this one. Looks like new third base coach is Mike Daniel, one of the roving instructors for the Chicago White Sox. Pitch is inside to Andy Adwood. 1-0 your count. Uyola back out of the bump. His third inning of action. Westcath third baseman waiting on deck. Atwood with a triple to lead off the ball game in the bottom of the first inning. He cuts on the 1-0, lifts it in the air high and deep into right field. After it is the second baseman, Ramirez. He comes out and makes the grab. Four out number two. It's a P4 in the book. Two down now in the third inning for West Cath, third baseman. So if you're just tuning in, haven't had much action on the field, really. A couple of base hits for either side, just one hit apiece. Mainly a pitcher's duel in this one. West Cath will dig in, a strikeout in the first inning. Uyola's pitch, heavy swinging in this. 0-1 count on a changeup from Uyola. Uyola spent 2021 with the Dominican Summer League Astros and the Florida Complex League Astros. In his first year of Fayetteville, as Cath lifts the 0-1 high and deep into right center field. After it is Cerny on the run in a right center, make the grab. Four out number three of the bottom of the third inning. Quick inning, 1-2-3 for Miguel Uyola on the bomb. He gets a pop out, and a fly out. Well, we are headed to another half inning of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A new holiday on the way, St. Patrick's Day. Top of the fourth headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the fourth in Kannapolis, Logan Cerny will dig in. First pitch from the righty, Norge Vera, is in there. 0-1 your count on the Woodpeckers right fielder in Logan Cerny. Justin Williams and Victor Maskei will follow in the order. Norge Vera back out of the bump, his fourth inning of action. He's had a masterful night out there. 0-1 is in there, right down in the middle. Four strike two, 0-2 is now your count. Again, Cerny, Williams, and Maskei, two up in the order. Scoreless ball game here in Kannapolis. Just one hit apiece for both sides. 0-2 from Vera. Just a bit low and off the plate to Logan Cerny. 1-2 now the count. Cerny a ground out in the first. He made good contact with a high exit velocity pitch. Nonetheless, it was a ground out. Here's the 1-2 from Vera. Another grounder to third. West Cath backhands the play and he'll throw to first. Is it in time? Yes, it is. 5-3, ground out. West Cath with an absolute cannon of an arm at third base. Manager Joe Thon, not a fan of Logan Cerny's reaction. Logan Cerny's going to slowly walk his way back to the dugout. That'll send Justin Williams, first baseman, to the plate. One out on the top of the fourth. Cerny is a 5-3 ground out, now 0-2 on the day. He was 4-for-4 last night. However, now 0-for-2. First pitch to Williams is in there. 0-1 your count. Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. So far, only one hit. against this big, tall Roddy Norhevera. 0-1. Lifted high and foul. Another one coming at 0-2 on Justin Williams. Last time up for Williams, a strikeout. One of six punch-out victims on the night for Norhevera. Again, in his fourth inning of action, if he completes his fourth inning, it would be a new career high outing. 0-2. Lifted in the air, high in the air, into shallow left center. After it is Misael Gonzalez, but Benjamin Paley, left fielder, will come in and make the grab for round number two. Would have seven in the book. Two down, now top four for Victor Mascai. Other games going on in the Carolina League tonight we're keeping a close eye on. Salem Red Sox lead 3-2 over the Lynchburg Hillcats up at Carilion Clinic Field, Salem Memorial Ballpark. 3-2 over Lynchburg. Charleston trailing 6-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans down in Charleston. Vera's first pitch to Mascai is a bit low and off the plate. 1-0 your count. Columbia trailing to the Augusta Green Jackets 5-3. Bottom five there. 1-0 is upstairs in the righty Vera. 2-0 now the count on Mascai. Here in Kannapolis, obviously still scoreless. Fredericksburg jumping out to a 3-0 lead top of the third against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 2-0 on the way to Mascai. Swing and miss on a off-speed pitch. Another one coming at 2-1. One final already today in the Carolina League. The Mudcats winning 3-1 over the Down East Wood Ducks. Battle of two teams in North Carolina in the North Division. 2-1 is in the dirt, picked out by Torres. Count will move 3-1. Looks like an arm warming for Kannapolis. Angel Acevedo getting loose. 3-1 from Norhevera. Upstairs and away, ball four. That is another walk issued. Mascai will now take a free pass over, and looks like John Eli, pitching coach for the Ballers, will come out and have a chat. Obviously, Kim Okiro's ejected earlier in tonight's ball game, so John Eli might have to do more than pitching coach duties tonight. We'll see how that goes. Nonetheless, he's going to come chat with Norhevera. Only a second walk on the night, 3 2/3, six punch outs. Another really solid night for Norhevera out on the bump. Mascai gets a free pass, though. He's reached base in both times he's stepped to the plate. It'll send Tyler Whitaker to the dish. 1-2 down. A couple of clouds starting to roll in here at Adrian Mouth Ballpark. Wind blowing out to left field. Good crowd on hand for All Holidays night. Of course, celebrating a different holiday every half inning. My good friend and Trevor Wilt is going through like 9 wardrobe changes tonight. First pitch to Whitaker is an off-speed pitch, a bit off the plate. 1-0 count now on Tyler Whitaker. Last time up, a strikeout looking. It's Carolina League leading 128th strikeout of the season. Vera comes set, will take a peek, 1-0. Swing and a miss from Whitaker, count will move 1-1. If Vera is able to get one more out, it would be a new season high. 4 innings of action. He's picked up 6 punch-outs. He's been on a tear lately. 1-1. Upstairs and away. Quick check on the runner at first from Victor Torres. It is not in time. Count a move 2-1. Again, clouds starting to roll in. Not quite sure if it's weather in the area or it's just clouds rolling in. Shifting to nighttime. Here at Adrian Health Ballpark, beautiful night for baseball. 2-1. Fastball is... ooh, looks like they're going to give him a balk. Norhevera has a balk issued on him. Pitch does not count. Count will remain 2-1. But Mascai moves ahead on a balk. Now runner in scoring position. First time of the night for Fayetteville. There comes set, 2-1. Just a bit off the plate to Tyler Whitaker. Count will move 3-1, a good hitter's count. Vera sitting at 64 pitches on the night. Hasn't quite gone this deep into a game in a while. So he'll take a long look at second. 3-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Tyler Whitaker tried to put that ball onto Laureate Way in left field, but count runs full now as it went right by the ash-colored bat of Tyler Whitaker. Full count, two outs, top of the fourth. Still scoreless. Fayetteville with a runner in scoring position. 3-2 on the way from Vera. Fastball low, but in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It is punch out number 7 for the Wizard. If the night is over, it was a solid night indeed. 4 innings, 7 punch outs for Jorge Vera. We'll send it now. Bottom four. Looks like we're going to do April Fool's Day. Wink, wink. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. Bottom four headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, just like that, bottom fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. My Go Horton Trevor Wilt has fooled a fan with, he thought, free tickets for life to Atrium Health Ballpark. Nonetheless, April Fools here on All Holidays Night, Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 count on Colby Smelly. He'll be followed in the order by Wilfred Veras and DJ Gladney. 0-1 is line foul. 0-2 now the count on the big cheese, Colby Smelly. Last time up, he's 0-1. He had a ground out back in the first inning. Yen Veras and Gladney will follow in the order. Looks like Cam Seitzer, now our third base coach for the Ballers on offense. Here's the 0-2 from Uyola. Grounder back up the middle. Looks like second baseman Ramirez can't field cleanly. Throw to first is not in time. And will go down as reaching base for Colby Smelly. We'll wait the official scoring decision for Colby Smelly's ball put into play. He is at first base safely. They're going to go down, and then is a E4 on Yuris Ramirez. An error on Yuris Ramirez at second base. So Colby Smelly is at first base safely. Runner on for Wilfred Veras. Here's the pitch from Uyola. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? No. Says Charlie Welling. 1-0 your count. So Smelly reaches on an error from Yuris Ramirez. 1-0 count on Veras. Last time up, a ground out for him. Uyola's 1-0 heavy swing and a miss from Wilfred Veras. 1-1. For Yuris Ramirez, not a guy that does a ton in the way of errors. He's only got 5 on the year, and his error number 6 is Veras. Chops the 1-1 high in the air at third base after it is Whitaker. He has to beat the throw, and it doesn't, as Wilfred Veras is out on a 5-3 ground out. First out of the fourth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Colby Smelly advances to second on the play, though. That'll send DJ Gladney to the plate. One on and one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Uyola, his fourth inning of action for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Longest outing of the year was actually last time out. He pitched 5 innings. for Joe Thon of the Woodpeckers out of the Houston Astros organization. Again, a rumored soon-to-be top 30 prospect is Miguel Ulloa. Kid's got some stuff, I'll give him that. He's only allowed one hit all night for the Ballers. Coming off the bat of Andy Atwood with a leadoff triple. Ulloa takes a peek at second. Here's the first pitch. Inside, gets by the catcher Alvarez. He'll retreat, and Smelly won't test the arm. We'll keep it at 1-0 on DJ Gladney. Again, all holidays night here at the ballpark. Celebrating a different holiday every half inning. Go ahead and tweet at the Ballers, what's your favorite holiday? Tweet at me, tweet at the Ballers, what's your favorite holiday? Tweet at K Cannaballers or tweet at me, at Dan underscore Helody. 1-0 off the plate, 2-0 now the count on DJ Gladney. See, I love 4th of July because it's food and baseball and fireworks, which can't beat any of those three. But then I also like Thanksgiving. It's food and football. Common theme there. I like food. 2-0. Swung and a miss by Gladney. We'll move it 2-1. I could make a lot of people mad right now. I won't. Not the biggest fan of Christmas. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Who doesn't like Christmas? I guess Ebenezer Scrooge doesn't like Christmas. But I'm not Ebenezer Scrooge. 2-1 from Ulloa. Fastball up and away on Gladney. Count will move 3-1. Actually, DJ Gladney listed his favorite holiday as Christmas. We asked all the guys to give us their favorite holiday. Not as many said Halloween. I definitely thought there'd be more Halloweens in there. Nonetheless, 3-1 from Ulloa. Tapped foul by DJ Gladney. We'll move it now to a full count offering of 3-2. Yeah, I still can't decide, 4th of July or Thanksgiving. I got to go with both of them. I'm just going to say both of them. I can do that. 3-2 count, one out, bottom four. Ulloa comes set. Here's the 3-2 to Gladney. Fastball inside corner, got him looking. DJ Gladney, not a fan of the call at all. He throws his hands up in the air. It is a strikeout looking. Two down now in the fourth inning as Jalen Goodman. A couple of questionable calls tonight. Nonetheless, that'll send Benjamin Bailey to the plate. One on and two down. Gladney taking his time back to the dugout. Tossing his hands up and barking at Jalen Goodman behind the dish. Bailey will dig in. Here's the pitch from Ulloa. Is inside. Count a move 1-0. Bailey reaching on a walk back in the second inning. One of only two ballers to reach in the first time through the order. Only one of three ballers overall to reach base. 1-0. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. 1-1 count now on Benjamin Bailey. Looking to move his average above the Mendoza line. He's batting 196 on the year. See if he can get it above 200. Again, batting average doesn't tell the complete tale, but it says some of how your season's gone. 1-1 is a bit low and inside, 2-1. Batting average doesn't tell the full tale, though. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop for Kannapolis. He's batting in the 160s, 170s. But he's producing a lot. Leads the team in stolen bases, walks. 2-1. Fastball just a bit low at the plate, but called a strike. 2-2 now. Victor Torres on deck. Scoreless ball game, bottom four. Reaching just over an hour of game action here in Kannapolis. Ulloa comes set. Here's the 2-2. Lifted high and foul by Benjamin Bailey. Another one coming at 2-2. Angel Acevedo continued to warm up. Looks like Nori Vera's night might be done. What a night he's had so far. 2-2 from Ulloa. In the dirt, picked out by Alvarez. He gets up into a position to try to throw it to second. Nobody home, though. Count will run full. Should Vera's night be done? It is a season-high four innings. and seven punch-outs. It's the third consecutive start of over seven punch-outs. Full count, two outs, bottom four. Bailey at the plate. Here's the pitch from Uyola. Fastball just a bit outside. Ball four. Benjamin Bailey drawing another walk here in this ballgame. He is 0 for 0 with two walks. That'll be runners now on second and first. Two down for Victor Torres. Uyola not a fan of the call at all. He was looking at home plate umpire Jalen Goodman, kind of questioning where that one missed. Nonetheless, two on and two down for Victor Torres, who struck out looking in the second. Kind of started a downward spiral. Ballers have new life, though. They have two on for the first time tonight. Crowd continuing to file in here at the ballpark, turning into a great crowd. Good crowd on the left field berm tonight, even the right field bar packed as well. Uyola's pitch to Torres, heavy swing and a miss, 0-1 now. Good lead at first for Bailey, good lead at second for Smelly. 0-1 from Uyola is just a bit off the plate. Count a move 1-1 on Victor Torres. Looks like an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. Looks like it might be the big tall righty Casey Ford. 6'5", 275-pound righty out of the bullpen for Fayetteville. Uyola's 1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss from Torres. We'll move it now 1-2. Misael Gonzalez waiting on deck. Bottom four, scoreless ballgame here in Kannapolis. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us on the broadcast. Dan Lodi, as always, bringing you the action. Ballers looking to snap a two-game losing skid. 1-2. Grounded towards third base after it is Whitaker. It's a foot race to the bag. Is he in there? He's not. As Whitaker was able to get into third base in time to get the force out of Colby Smelly. So Smelly out on a 5-U put out essentially. Victor Torres grounding into a fielder's choice to end the bottom of the fourth inning. Well, top of the fifth headed your way in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way. It is Angel Acevedo. Get you all the details on the new arm in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jose Alvarez will dig in against the new arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And first pitch of the fifth inning is grounded into center field for a base knock. Jose Alvarez wasting no time with a first pitch single into center field for a base knock. Only the second one of the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Runner on, nobody out. For Leo Zania Molina, new arm of the bump is Angel Acevedo. He is a righty from Calabozo, Venezuela, 6'1", 205-pound, 23-year-old, a free agent signee in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. Acevedo, 2-2 with a 3.97 ERA on the year. Pitches in the dirt, picked out by catcher Torres, moving now 1-0. Acevedo, 45 and a third innings pitched. 39 hits, 22 runs, 20 earned, 17 walks, 40 punch-outs. Opponents batting 234 against Angel Acevedo. Former farmhand of the San Diego Padres, spent some time in the Padres farm, reaching as high as Lake Elsinore and Fort Wayne. 1-0, just a bit low to Leo's Danny Molina. Another one coming to 2-0. Molina, a pop-out in the third inning. Again, still scoreless here in this ballgame. Ballers and Peckers doing business for the second time this week. Series finale tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 2-0 from Acevedo. Hard liner into left field for a base knock. Back-to-back singles for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Alvarez to second. Leo's Danny Molina is on base for the first time tonight. Back-to-back base knocks the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That'll send nine-hole man Yuris Ramirez to the plate. Already Angel Acevedo in a bit of a tight spot. He's allowed two base knocks. It's the bottom of the order for Fayetteville. Nore Vera's night is done, and what a night it was indeed. One of the top prospects in the White Sox system, absolutely tossing heat. Four innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and seven punchouts. His ERA now down to a 2.14. Pitch inside from Acevedo to Ramirez. We'll move it 1-0. Nore Vera absolutely shoving out there on the bump against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 1-0 from Acevedo to Ramirez. Hard liner deep into left field. Bailey on the run. He can't get there. It's going to bounce around out there. Headed home on the play is Alvarez. Molina's going to stop at third. It is an RBI double for Yuris Ramirez, and that is the first run of the ball game. A double off the bat of Yuris Ramirez. Alvarez will score. At third is Leo's Danny Molina, and Fayetteville jumps out to a 1-0 lead here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Second night in a row, they pick the first run of the ball game up. Jackson Hallmark, 0-1 of the night with a walk. However, new pitcher in the game, Angel Acevedo, is allowed a single, and a double. Not his greatest start out there for Acevedo. Hallmark will dig in, two runners in scoring position. First pitch of the at-bat, fouled back. 0-1 count now on Jackson Hallmark. Lo Perfido, center fielder, waiting on deck. Ramirez with a large lead at second. Infield playing in. 0-1 to Hallmark is in there. 0-2 now. 81 mile an hour off speed pitch from Acevedo. Molina at third. Ramirez at second. 0-2 from Acevedo. Lifted in the air. Shallow right center field. After it is DJ Gladney. He's going to have to track under it as Misael Gonzalez calls him off, makes the grab, throw it home, and it's not in time. It's also not strong enough, and scoring on the play will be Leo's Danny Molina. Another run crosses the plate. It's an F8 in the book for Jackson Hallmark, a sacrifice fly. So now two down, two runs have scored in the inning. Peckers lead 2-0, and Joey Lo Perfido digs in. Lo Perfido, two strikeouts on the night. Nore Vera picking up seven on the evening. Lo Perfido's first time against Angel Acevedo this series. Runner at third remains Yuris Ramirez. Acevedo on the bump, not quite the great start, but he's needed out there on the bump. Lo Perfido cuts on the first pitch, fouls it off. Another one coming at 0-1. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania native. Former Duke Blue Devil Joey Lo Perfido actually played in the area down at Truist Field, home of the Charlotte Knights. In the ACC tournament last year, the Duke Blue Devils, they actually won it all. 0-1 fouled off by Loperfido. Nice play. Just kidding. Ball boy in the first base dugout could not make the play. Shame, my friend. It's shame. 0-2 count on Loperfido. Logan Cerny awaiting on deck. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania native is Loperfido. Haven't been there before. I've heard the cheesesteaks are pretty good. We'll get there one day. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Angel Acevedo picks up another punch out in the game, and that is out number two of the inning. That'll send Logan Cerny to the dish. Cerny 0-for-2. He was 4-for-4 last night. Also had three stolen bases. So far tonight, though, not too hot. Decatur, Georgia native, the school at Troy. Acevedo's pitch is an off-speed pitch, just a bit off the plate. 1-0 count now on Logan Cerny. Playing right field tonight. He was in center last night. Another top 30 prospect in the Astros organization is Logan Cerny. He's had a really good stretch of baseball as of late. Acevedo's pitch is in there, 1-1. Cerny's first four-hit game of his pro career last night. 10th rounder in 2021 by the Philadelphia Phillies. Reached as high as Clearwater with the Threshers and then was traded. Actually, he's been struggling all year with his weight. Usually you want to lose weight. Well, the Astros wanted to gain weight. Diving stop by Wilfred Veras. He throws the ball wild, though. Scoring will be Yuris Ramirez, and advancing on the play will be Logan Cerny. He is safe over there at first base. It'll go down as technically an RBI single in dramatically unamazing fashion. Cerny with an RBI single here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Another run scores. It's Yuris Ramirez. So now Beckers lead 3-0 over Kannapolis. They've rattled off a couple of hits, and they have three runs here in this half inning. Justin Williams, first baseman, will now dig in. Williams 0-for-2 on the night. First baseman for the Ballers, and he cuts on the first pitch, grounds it to short. Wilbur Sanchez makes the grab. He'll fire to second for the force out. That is the third out of the inning. Quick 6-3 ground out. Justin Williams now 0-for-3 on the evening. But damage is done. Ballers now trail 3-0 as the Woodpeckers rattle off a couple of base knocks, couple of sacrifice flies, and that is the end of the top of the fifth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 5 foot, 170-pound righty is on the bump for Fayetteville as he delivers the first pitch to me. Sayel Gonzalez, check swing, and he offers at it. 0-1 is your count. Valente Beozo. Easy for me to say. Valente Beozo out on the bump. Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico product is Beozo. 0-1, hard grounder into right field. That's going to be trouble. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Misael Gonzalez rounding second on his horse. He's headed for third now. He's going after it. Throw comes in from right field. Second triple of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Misael Gonzalez safe at third base. Leadoff triple. Second time the ballers have done that tonight. And it'll send Wilbur Sanchez to the dish. Runner on third. Nobody out. Misael Gonzalez on his horse. Hustling around like an Olympic speed skater. He's at third base safely. Second triple of the night. It is Misa's third triple of the year. That'll send Wilbur Sanchez to the dish. On the evening, Sanchez just the one at bat. It was a pop out. As Beozo on the bump will come set. Infield playing in. Here's the pitch to Sanchez. Just a bit low and off the plate. 1-0 now to La Chispa. Gonzalez at third. Him and Tyler Whitaker kind of jawing at it over there. I like the fiery intensity we've got tonight at the Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 is a bit upstairs. 2-0 now on Wilbur Sanchez. Batting just 162 on the year, but as I mentioned earlier, he's contributed quite a bit, leading the team in stolen bases and walks. 2-0 a bit low from Beozo. 3-0 now the count. Beozo, this is his first appearance as a Woodpecker. Only recently added to the roster. He has actually pitched already for Fayetteville this year. My notes have it all wrong. He has one outing, four innings, two hits, no runs, two walks and a punch out. 3-0 is right down Broadway. We'll move it now 3-1 on Wilbur Sanchez. Andy Atwood waiting on deck, the second baseman. Beozo wearing number three out there for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 3-1 upstairs, ball four, and La Chispa provides another spark. It's a walk here in the fifth inning. Ballers now with two runners on for Andy Atwood. Interestingly enough, Kannapolis only two hits on the night. Both of them have been triples. One from Andy Atwood, who's at the plate. And then at third is Misael Gonzalez. Atwood, a triple in the first to pop out in the third. Everett, Washington native is Andy Atwood. Washington State. Haven't been out there before. Need to. Westcath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Runners on the corner, still nobody out. Good opportunity for Kannapolis to pick up some offense. Pitch is in there, 0-1 your count. Now on Andy Atwood. It's a hot bat at the plate, Andy Atwood, batting 321 on the year. He does have 9 RBI. He walks more than he strikes out, too. 8 walks, 7 punch outs. So 1 a bit inside. He'll move it now 1-1. Andy Atwood's a great story. Signed from the Great Falls Voyagers this year. Actually, the former rookie ball affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Atwood, 25 years of age, product of Texas Rio Grande Valley. 1-1 from Beozo. Hard liner down the line. It's just foul. Oh, that would have spelled trouble. Andy Atwood might have had his second triple of the night. Instead, it's a hard liner foul into the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count stays put at 1-2. Westcath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Atwood almost putting a run on the board for Kannapolis. Again, just two hits on the night. Both of them have been triples for the home team, the ballers, in the blue tops tonight. Pitch comes in from Beozo. Swing and a miss at the plate. He strikes him out. Andy Atwood picks up his first punch out of the night. Beozo picks up his first punch out of the evening as well. One down now, bottom five for Westcath. Valente Beozo, 22 years of age, 5 foot, 1070 pounds. Signed as a free agent back in 2017 by the Houston Astros. Kath digs in. Bayozo taking his time. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Pitch to the plate is low. Throw in a second. It gets wild to center. Wilber Sanchez headed for third. Misael Gonzalez is going to score. And the ballers are on the board. Stolen base and then an error on the throw from catcher Jose Alvarez. So Wilber Sanchez does get credit for the stolen base. And he moves ahead on an E2. Misael Gonzalez will score. The deficit now 3-1 for Kannapolis. Taking advantage of a miscue behind the dish by Jose Alvarez. 1-0 count on Wes Kath. Runner at third, infield playing in. Bayozo's offering in the dirt again. Picked out by Alvarez this time. We'll do another one at 2-0. Bayozo actually spent some of 2021 with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Was injured for a little bit as well. Was in the Complex League. However, spent a lot of time injured. Appeared in just a few games in 2019 as well. 2-0 of it in there. Called 2-1. In 2019, Bayozo 6-0 with the Tri-City Valley Cats. The 1.39 ERA. 11 games, 4 starts. 2-1. Swing and a miss from Wes Kath. We'll do another one at 2-2. Kath 0-for-2 on the night. A strikeout and a flyout. Colby Smelly, DH, awaiting on deck. Bayozo comes set. Taking his time on the bump. Here's a 2-2. Swung on hard. Liner heads up in the right field terrace. That ball is foul. Lands back in the playing surface. Another one coming at 2-2. Time called. Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, trotting over to grab the ball. Second baseman Ramirez has to trot back. Taking a whole bunch of time there. So he tried to loop it in there in the right field terrace, but nonetheless, Wes Kath will dig in. 2-2 count. Bayozo comes set. He's already tossed just under 20 pitches in the inning. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air right center field. Who's got it? Looks like Logan Cerny is going to default it to Joey Loperfido, who makes the grab for route number 2. Runner tagging up. Wilber Sanchez is going to cross the plate. Sacrifice fly for Wes Kath, and the ballers are getting ever so close to that 3-0 lead. It's now 3-2. Bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis as Wilber Sanchez scores on the sacrifice fly from Wes Kath. It'll be another RBI for one of the top prospects in the White Sox organization. Colby Smelly will dig in. Kath picks up another RBI. It's his 35th of the year for the Scottsdale, Arizona native. Smelly will dig in. Cuts on the first pitch. Lifts it in the air right field towards the corner. After it is Logan Cerny. He's going to run out of room and can't make the play. It lands on the playing surface in foul ground. Pitch will come in at 0-1. Colby Smelly on the evening. Reaching on an error in the fourth. He had a ground out in the first as well. DH for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight was a catcher last night. However, Victor Torres behind the dish this evening on All Holidays night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Not quite sure what the next holiday is. We'll see what it is, though. 0-1 fouled off by Smelly. Another one coming at 0-2. I know last inning was the Cinco de Mayo celebration. I think we're going to do the birthdays next. I think we're going to celebrate everybody's birthday. All in one half inning as a holiday. That'll be a lot of fun. My birthday is at the end of the year. 0-2. Swung and a miss by Colby Smelly. That is strike 3. Colby Smelly will strike out, and that concludes the bottom of the fifth inning. But damage done. Ballers inch closer to that lead as they trail now 3-2 here in Kannapolis. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network 3-2 here in Kannapolis in favor of the visiting Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Thank you. Victor Mascai, Tyler Whitaker, and Jose Alvarez do up. Mascai takes the first pitch at the top of the sixth inning and grounds it foul. 0-1 is your count. Mascai, Whitaker, and Alvarez do up. Top six, Woodpeckers lead 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Angel Acevedo is second inning of action. Back out there on the bump for the Ballers here in this Saturday night All Holidays Night matchup. As the clouds continue to roll in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here's the 0-1 from Acevedo. Weak grounder to first base. Veras has to backhand. He'll throw to Acevedo on the run like a quarterback in an NFL game. And it is out number one. Wilfred Veras makes the play. It is a 3-1 putout of Victor Mascai for the first out of the inning. That'll send it to Tyler Whitaker. Wilfred Veras looking like Tua Tagovailoa rolling out of the pocket. Firing a pass to Jalen Waddle. Said it was Wilfred Veras tossing the ball to Angel Acevedo on the run. Tyler Whitaker, third baseman, will dig in. 0-2 on the night with two strikeouts. Pitch from Acevedo, just a bit low and outside. 1-0 is your count. Crazy to think the NFL season is sneaking up on us. We're less than a month out from preseason games. Not 2 months out from being in the heat of the regular season. 1-0 is up and in on Tyler Whitaker. 2-0 now your count. Kannapolis Cannonballers in the Chicago White Sox organization. They've got the Bears up in Chicago, Soldier Field. We'll see what Justin Fields can do. Down there in Houston with the Astros, you got the Texans down there. We'll see what the Texans are able to do with Davis Mills at the helm. 2-0 is cut on in this. 2-1 now the count on Tyler Whitaker. 0-2 again, two strikeouts on the evening. Both to Norge Vera. This is the first time Whitaker has faced off against Acevedo. 2-1. Weak tapper to third. Foul down the third baseline over by the Fayetteville dugout. Count will move 2-2. Jose Alvarez, catcher awaiting on deck. Some dark clouds starting to roll in here at the ballpark. Wind is blowing out to left field. We're not going to jinx it, though. Still some faith. Acevedo comes set. Here's a 2-2. Swung on, blasted. High and deep into center field. Bisael Gonzalez can't find the ball, and he'll backpedal. On the run, makes the grab. What a play by Misael Gonzalez. For a second there, he couldn't find the ball. Nonetheless, he makes the grab, and it is the second out of the sixth inning. Tyler Whitaker is now 0-3. He's got a fly out here as the second out of the top of the sixth inning. That'll send it down to Jose Alvarez, the catcher. Whitaker put a fly ball deep into center field. Gonzalez making the grab just shy of the warning track. Gonzalez couldn't find the ball for a second. However, found it just in time, and now two down. Alvarez's first pitch from Acevedo is a bit inside. 1-0 count on Jose Alvarez, the catcher. 1-2 on the night, 1-2 in his Woodpeckers career. A single back in the fifth, he also scored a run. 1-0 grounded to third base, diving stop by Wes Kath. Throw to first, they got him. What a play by Wes Kath over there at third in the hot corner. Cleaning it up out there in the hot corner. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Ballers on defense. Angel Acevedo with a much-needed 1-2-3 inning. Headed to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Looks like 4th of July is the holiday we're going to celebrate now. Looks like they're going to do a hot dog eat-off down there. I already did one of those this year. I'm good. I do one a year of those hot dog eating contests. Bottom six headed your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Wilfred Veras, DJ Gladdy, Benjamin Bailey, due up bottom six here at Atrium Health Ballpark on All Holidays Night. Just had a 4th of July hot dog eating contest. Wilfred Veras, there's no contest there. This ball is crushed into the left field berm. It's out of here. Tie ball game. Ballers get a tie on a Wilfred Veras solo shot. His 14th homer on the year. It is now 3-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. What a bomb from Wilfred Veras. He still remains second on the team with 14 now. DJ Gladney will dig in. But a whole new ball game as Veras will tie it up. Gladney steps in. Nobody on but Wilfred Veras with an absolute missile out to left field. Gladney steps in against Payoso, who's allowed all three ballers runs. Gladney cuts on the pitch, grounds it up the middle, played by second baseman Ramirez. He'll fire to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 put out. Two pitches, and already this game is tied. We've got one down in the sixth inning. Benjamin Bailey will dig in. He's reached base twice tonight with two walks. Pitch is in there. 0-1 count now. Benjamin Bailey, 0-1 count. Swings on the pitch and fouls it back. We'll do another one at 0-2. Benjamin Bailey, two walks tonight. Got a whole new ball game on our hands tonight. 3-3 now your score. Wilfred Veras with an absolute shot out onto the left field berm, making it 3-3. Bailey wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 0-2. Swings on it. Foul tips it off the catcher's mask of Alvarez. Heads up over there. Another one coming at 0-2. Alvarez is going to crouch down. Looks like head athletic trainer and Eric Braun is going to come out and make sure Alvarez is okay. Not the hardest hit of balls from Benjamin Bailey. Nonetheless, those hurt. 78-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Bayozo. And Jose Alvarez is behind home plate. Head athletic trainer Eric Braun, not quite sure what is going on, but nonetheless, looks like Alvarez is going to be okay. Not quite sure if he got it off the mask or off the shoulder. Nonetheless, he'll stay put in the ballgame. He'll throw it back over home to Valente Bayozo. 0-2 count on Bailey. Alvarez will stay put. Again, one of the newest adds to the roster. Just 2 days ago on Thursday added to the Woodpeckers roster after being sent down from Asheville. 0-2. Hard liner into left field for a base knock. Benjamin Bailey reaches base for the third time tonight. He's got a hard hit single into left field, and he is now 1-for-1 on the evening with a one-out single. Runner on now for Victor Torres. Strikeout looking in the second, a fielder's choice in the fourth. Torres, the catcher, digs in. Still lurking for his first hit of the night. Bailey at first base, third time tonight he's reached. Bayozo's pitch low, gets past the catcher Alvarez in pass behind home plate. Bailey will advance on the play. We'll await the scoring decision. They're going to go with a pass ball. Pass ball on Jose Alvarez, allowing Benjamin Bailey to advance. So now runner in scoring position. It is the go-ahead run. Gonzalez waiting on deck. Bayozo takes a peek. Here is the 1-0. Lifted high and foul by Torres. Another one coming at 1-1. Torres out of Humacao, Puerto Rico. 11th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. He's got one of the best arms in the minor league system for the White Sox. behind the dish, consistently nailing guys on caught ceilings. 1-1. Swung on, foul tipped by Torres. Another one coming at 1-2. One-two count, one down. Ballers tie 3-3 with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. This ball game's been a masterful one. Time called to the plate. Count stays put, 1-2. Bayozo on the bump, his second inning of action. Pitch is in the dirt. Alvarez can't find it. Benjamin Bailey so wanted to go to third base, but he stays put. Count now even 2-2. Bailey still at second. Alvarez couldn't find the ball. He thought it popped up. He was looking up and holding his hands out. He thought the ball popped up. It was on the ground the whole time, right at his feet. 2-2 count on Victor Torres. Bayozo comes, set, deep breath. Here's the 2-2. Swung and a miss for strike three. Victor Torres down on strikes for the second time tonight. It is the second out of the sixth inning. Misael Gonzalez will now get a turn. He's got a pop out and a triple on the evening. Well, how about the night on offense for Kannapolis so far? They've got 4 hits, 2 triples, a home run, and a single. That's literally it. Gonzalez will dig in, and John Kovalik will come out. He runs out, and now Eric Braun coming out as well. Looks like there might be an issue with Valente Bayozo out on the bump. John Kovalik sprinted out there very quickly. Eric Braun, head athletic trainer for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, coming out. Check on Valente Bayozo. Didn't see anything out of the norm. However, it looks like Bayozo's night is done. They are going to pull him from the ball game. That will mean a pitching change on the way. Casey Ford will enter the ball game, it looks like, for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network as a new arm on the way for Fayetteville. New arm of the pump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 6'5", 275-pound righty out of Logan, Utah. Casey Ford will enter the ball game in relief of Valente Bayozo, who exits the game with an injury. Gonzalez's first pitch is in there, 0-1 now from the righty, Casey Ford. Ford, a big righty. Quite a big guy out there. 2-1 with a 6.66 ERA. Swings and misses, does Misa. Count will move 0-2. Casey Ford last pitching back on the 15th against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Two innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, two punch-outs. Again, he does have a 6 ERA on the year. Pitch. This one's unloaded on in the left center field. That's going to be trouble. Bailey's going to score as center fielder Loperfido will field. RBI double for Misael Gonzalez. The Ballers take the lead. Bottom of the sixth here in Kannapolis, and the Ballers now have completed the comeback. They were down 3-0. Now they find themselves on top 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Misael Gonzalez, what a night for him. He's got two hits and two multi-extra base hits. Triple and a double off the bat of Misa tonight. Wilbur Sanchez will dig in. Two down, bottom six, runner on second. Good guys lead 4-3 now. Casey Ford will deliver the pitch to Wilbur Sanchez just a bit inside. Count will move 1-0. Sanchez a pop out and a walk in tonight's ballgame. Casey Futhon and the Woodpeckers tonight. 1-0 just a bit low and off the plate. Count will move 2-0 now on Sanchez. Ballers have put up two runs in this half inning. They put two runs up in the fifth as well. A lot of it has become off the bat of Misael Gonzalez. 2-0. This one is a broken bat blooper to second base. Yuris Ramirez will make the grab for the third out. It's a weak P4 off the bat of Wilbur Sanchez. Third out of the inning is complete. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, we're celebrating Labor Day here at Atrium Health Ballpark with the top of the seventh inning. We're not doing anything in the realm of anything. No music, no PA, no nothing. As actually, we're going to begin the half inning with a pitch clock violation on Alan Acevedo. We'll start with a 1-0 count on Leo's Danny Molina. 1-0 pitch from the righty Acevedo, and his third inning of action is off the plate. Count will move quickly 2-0 now on Leo's Danny Molina. Yuris Ramirez, Jackson Hallmark will follow in the order. Top of the seventh, Ballers lead 4-3. They've completed the comeback. They fell down 3-0 to Fayetteville, and they put up two runs in the fifth and sixth. Backed off the hot bat of Misael Gonzalez and a shot from Wilfred Veras. Pitch off the plate and 3-0 now on Leo's Danny Molina. I'm one of very few here in Atrium Health Ballpark that is an employee of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's actually technically still working. Is here in this half inning. Nobody's doing really anything right now with it being a Labor Day's half inning as Leo's Danny Molina will take a free pass to first base. It's a leadoff walk. It'll send Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, to the plate. I mean, even our section leaders, they're all taking a seat, hanging out. I think our team store's still running. Our food and beverage operations are still running. Pitch in there to Yuris Ramirez, 0-1 your count. But no music. No public address. Actually, my good friend Jordan Cannell has come over here to hang out with me and take in the view and the radio broadcast for a half inning. 0-1 from Acevedo. Pitch a bit low and off the plate. Count a move 1-1. Yuris Ramirez, an RBI double back in the fifth inning. Also picked. It's been dangerous out of the nine-hole spot for Joe Thon of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers all night. 1-1 cuts on it and lifts it high and foul. Heads up over there in section 104. Lands in the second or third row down, and a fan has a nice souvenir. Section leader has to get up from their seat, though, make sure everybody's okay. So Labor Day is cut short over there. Nonetheless, everyone's okay. Like, they got a souvenir. They're doing really well. 1-2 count, nobody out, top seven. Ballers lead 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here's the pitch from Acevedo in the dirt, picked out by Torres. Runner will stay put at first. Count will move 2-2. Keeping an eye on some of the other games in the Carolina League tonight as well. Ballers on top 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But elsewhere in the league, bottom seven, Myrtle Beach up 10-3 over the Charleston River Dogs down at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Columbia Fireflies have taken a 6-5 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets down at Segra Park. So if that result holds and this result holds, we will remain tied for the Carolina League South Division, 2-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Yuris Ramirez is down on strikes for the first out of the seventh inning. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. Jackson Hallmark, the former Nebraska Cornhusker, will now dig in. Back to the top of the order for Fayetteville. It is the fourth plate appearance for Jackson Hallmark tonight. He has reached on a walk. He's also struck out and flown out. Pitch is just a bit low from Acevedo. 1-0 is your count. Acevedo, the only arm used in relief of Norhe Vera tonight. Lerati Vera tossing four clean innings. Vera in his third inning of action. Check swing of the plate from Jackson Hallmark. Looks like a sword from Hallmark. 1-1 now the count. Channel rises. Let's go Ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I would say I know who started it, because normally it's Alex Seufert, one of our former interns. However, I don't think Alex Seufert's here tonight. Now the count. Usually Alex comes and says, hey, up here in the press box before the game, if he's here. However, he did not tonight, so I'm assuming he's not here. Either that or he is and just didn't have the time, or he didn't want to come see me. I don't blame him. 2-1 a bit low now. 3-1 the count on Jackson Hallmark, left fielder in the order for Joe Thon of the Woodpeckers. He's seen his average dipped below the Mendoza line, now at 199. Lo Perfido, center fielder, awaiting on deck. He's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Potential golden sombrero on the line on deck. Acevedo comes set. Runner fakes going on the 3-1. It's grounded foul down the third base line. Count runs full now on Jackson Hallmark. Two new pitchers on the roster this weekend for Kannapolis. Lane Ramsey on rehab. And the new signee, the lefty, Jonah Scolaro, former Florida State Seminole, added to the roster. Pitched actually most of this year for the High Point Rockers, an independent ball. Joining the White Sox organization now. 3-1 runner going. Pitches inside of the plate. Doesn't matter on the stolen base. It is ball of four. Fans thought it was a strikeout. They started clapping. Whose side are you on? Hallmark will take a free pass. It's the second one of the night. Angel Acevedo is given his second walk of the inning. 2-1 and 1 down now for Joey Loperfido. Acevedo, just his second walk of the night as well. Vera only walked two guys in his four innings of action. He struck out seven, though. Did one of the top prospects in all of the White Sox organization in Jorge Vera. Loperfido digs in, two on, one down. He'll come set and deliver the first pitch. Fastball, upper part of the zone, 0-1. Again, 0-3, three strikeouts. Golden Sombrero on the line. Should have waited to celebrate Cinco de Mayo for Loperfido. Could have given him a nice golden 0-1. It's in there, 0-2. Nice off-speed pitch from Angel Acevedo. Logan Cerny, right fielder, waiting on deck. Runner at second remains Leo's Danny Molina. At first is Jackson Hallmark. Acevedo will step off, and it'll be a mound visit on the way. Victor Torres and Angel Acevedo will have a chat. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, wants to interject as well. Cattle must stay put at 0-2. Loperfido, the former Duke Blue Devil, at the plate. Product of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Home of the really good cheesesteaks. You at home? Geno's or Pat's? Or what? Something else. It could be anything else up in Philadelphia. I've never been. I do need to go, though. I've heard a lot of good things. I'm looking forward to my Chicago trip that I make in November. Get to try some Chicago dogs, some Italian beef, some deep dish pizza. Yeah, I like food up here. I like food a lot. 0-2 count, one out. Here's the pitch from Acevedo. Swung on and blasted high and deep in the right field. This one will trail foul, and it actually lands in the construction area out past the right field gate. Count will stay put at 0-2. That ball was torched off the bat of Joey Loperfido, but it does land foul. It landed on the second floor of the construction area out there. On a line, too. It didn't bounce at all. That's some manpower from Loperfido. This one's fouled straight back. Thank goodness for that protective netting. I was ready to make the grab up here. I don't have my glove. I left it in my car from my road trip. Nonetheless, I'm ready up here. If a ball comes here, I'm making the grab. I called it right now. 0-2 count remains on Loperfido, and the runner, Leo's Danny Molina, is giving his Dancing with the Stars application over there. He's dancing around at second base. We'll keep the count at 0-2. Acevedo comes set, a long look at second. Molina with a good lead. Here's the 0-2. Grounder past the diving. Scoring in the play will be Leo's Danny Molina. Stopping at third base will be Jackson Hallmark. RBI single for Joey Loperfido. And all of a sudden, this ball game is tied again. 4-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hallmark at third. Molina scores, and it is again 4-4. Top of the seventh inning here. That'll prompt a mound visit for John Eli to come out and chat with Angel Acevedo, as he's got a dangerous bat coming up to the plate in Logan Cerny. Tie ball game, top seven. We're just past 2 hours of game action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. All holidays night. The ballpark celebrating Labor Day right now. We're taking the entire half inning off. No music, no public address, no anything, really, except for merch and food and beverage. And, of course, safety and security. We're not just going to tell the police officers to not work for half an inning. I don't think that would be really ethical. Cerny will dig in. He's got runners on the corners, one down. Mound visit adjourned from John Eli. We find ourselves knotted again as Logan Cerny will dig in. No matter what happens, Jorge Vera set for a no decision. Starter for the Woodpeckers in Uyola also set for a no decision. Pitch in the dirt picked out by Torres on the first pitch to Logan Cerny. 1-0 is your count. Cerny's been mashing this year for Fayetteville. 14 homers, 52 RBI. Was named the Astros Minor League Player of the Month in June. Of course, had a 4-for-4 night with three stolen bases last night. Tonight, just 1-for-3. He's had a modest night. Pitch in the dirt again from Acevedo. 2-0 now on Logan Cerny, the Decatur, Georgia product. acquired from the Philadelphia Phillies in exchange for catcher Garrett Stubbs. 10th round pick in 2021 out of Troy is Logan Cerny. Acevedo comes set on the 2-0. Here's the pitch. To Cerny, we'll move it now 3-0. Logan Cerny listed at 6'1", 185 pounds. The Astros have been pushing him to actually gain weight. Usually it's the other way around. Usually teams say, hey, need you to cut some weight. Well, Logan Cerny needs to fill out a little more. 3-0, he's got a good eye. We'll move it now to a bases chuck full of peckers. Top of the seventh inning, and runners at every base in a tie ball game. That will prompt a mound visit now as hitting coach Cam Seitzer is going to come out and make the change. As it will be a new arm on the way for Kannapolis when we return on the Ballers. Baseball Network looks like Addison Coffey en route to relieve Angel Acevedo. New arm in the bump for the Kannapolis Cannon Ballers, 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old out of Albany, Indiana. Third round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox out of Wabash Valley Junior College. It's Addison Coffey, former two-way guy. Addison Coffey on the bump, fastball, slider, changeup for Mr. Coffey out there. The righty will deliver the first pitch to Justin Williams, a bit off the plate. Victor Torres corrals it, and it'll be a 1-0 count on Justin Williams. Bases are chucked full of peckers here in the top of the seventh inning. Tie ball game 4-4 here in Kannapolis. Addison Coffey, third arm used by the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Coffey's 1-0. Swung on, tapped, foul. Do one at 1-1 now on Justin Williams. Justin Williams on the night, 0-for-3, a strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out. Victor Mascai, DH, awaiting on deck. Bases loaded. Just one down, a ground ball would do a lot of good. Here's the 1-1. Fastball a bit low. Moving out 2-1 on Justin Williams. 4-4 your score. Fayetteville tying it up earlier with a RBI single from Joey Loperfido. Pitch from Coffey, swung on and tapped foul by Williams. We'll do another one at 2-2. Again, we're celebrating All Holidays night here at the ballpark. It's Labor Day here this half inning. Chant arising, let's go ballers. We're not playing any music, we're not doing any PA for the time being. Coffey takes a deep breath, 2-2. Fastball a bit low to Justin Williams, another one coming at 3-2. No music, no PA, no entertainment of any kind for one half inning. Boomer can put his feet up and actually watch the baseball game. Full count, one out. Here's the pitch from Coffey. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Addison Coffey adds a little bit of cream and sugar to that pitch. Justin Williams is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. That is now two down, bases still chucked full of Packers for Victor Mascai. Mascai, a single, a walk, and a ground out on the evening. Addison Coffey, one out away from getting out of the jam. Here's the pitch. Hard grounder foul down the third baseline. 0-1 your count on Mascai. Coffey, 3-2 with a 6.75 ERA, 18 2/3 innings. 24 hits, 18 runs. 12 walks, 21 punch-outs entering tonight. Opponents batting 304 against Addison Coffey. Again, a former two-way guy. Actually was a pretty good shortstop as well as being a righty pitcher. Then after some Tommy Johns, 0-1. Swung on, tapped, foul by Mascai, and the plot thickens, 0-2. He pitched last back on the 15th at Salem. 2/3 of an inning, one strikeout, nothing else. Last time he pitched here at Atrium Health Ballpark, July 8th against Carolina. One inning, one hit, one strikeout. That's it. He's had a lot of relatively clean outings. Coffey comes set, 0-2. Inside on Mascai on an off-speed pitch, 1-2 now. Looks like a slider off the bat. Off the arm, I should say, of Addison Coffey. 1-2 now, the count on Mascai. Last time up, a ground out, 1-for-2 on the evening. Coffey with a deep breath. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lined into right field. DJ Gladney takes a step back in, makes the grab. Four out number three, and crisis averted for the Ballers. The game is tied. However, the Ballers escape losing the lead with a flyout from Victor Mascai. That is the third out of the seventh inning. We're stretching here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Andy Atwood will lead off bottom of the seventh inning. He shows bunt on the pitch, pulls it back. It is ball one. 1-0 count now on Andy Atwood. Westcath, Colby Smelly will follow in the order. Bottom seven, Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quite a ball game it's been. Fayetteville jumping out to a 3-0 lead. Then Kannapolis puts a comeback together, takes the lead 4-3. And then now in the top of the seventh inning, Fayetteville knots the ball game at 4-4. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, Atwood digs in against the righty Casey Ford on the bump. Here's the 1-0 fastball right down the middle for strike one. 1-1 now your count. Looks like the game is over down in Columbia. The Fireflies take it 6-5 over the Augusta Green Jackets. Atwood cuts on the 1-1 and misses. 1-2 now. One-two count on Atwood. Westcath, third baseman awaiting on deck. Ford takes a deep breath. Here's the pitch. Bit outside. Casey Ford is second inning of action in relief of Valente Bayozo, who exited the ballgame with an injury. 2-2. Swung on and fouled straight back by Atwood. He'll keep it at 2-2. Hard fastball from the righty, Casey Ford, 96 miles an hour. Born in Logan, Utah. Grew up, though, in Bentonville, Arkansas. Attended Bentonville High School. Played football, naturally. I mean, he's 6'6", 275 pounds. As the pitch is up and in, it hits Andy Atwood in the face. Off the head of Andy Atwood, he's going to take a run over. Jeremy Niebusch is going to have to tend to him, and Andy Atwood gets hit right in the face. He's going to run immediately back over, covering his nose. Jeremy Niebusch chasing him all the way back over to the training room as he runs immediately back out there. Looks like Samuel Polanco is going to enter the ballgame in relief of Andy Atwood. Polanco is going to have to stretch a little bit. But Andy Atwood looks like he's hit on the nose with a fastball from Casey Ford. Polanco will enter the ballgame as a replacement after Andy Atwood gets drilled in the face with a fastball. Looks like he was okay, except for getting hit in the face, obviously, with a hard fastball from the righty Casey Ford. Samuel Polanco will enter the ballgame after Atwood's hit by a pitch. It happens in baseball sometimes. Hit by pitches do happen. Could have been a lot worse. We've seen a lot worse. Immediately my thought goes to Giancarlo Stanton a couple of years back with the Marlins. And hit in the face with a fastball up against the Brewers. Nonetheless, Samuel Polanco will take over at first base. Ford's first pitch to Westcath. Fouled back. Another one coming at 1-0. So Atwood's night is done. He does get a triple in the first inning. However, he does depart. Westcath will dig in. He's 0-3 on the night. Here's the 0-1. Just a bit low and off the plate from Casey Ford. 1-1 now the count. Well, we've seen a little bit of everything tonight. We've seen ejections, injuries, plenty of offense, some good pitching, some good base running, of course. Casey Ford comes set. Here's the 1-1. Low and outside to Kath. 2-1 now. Colby Smelly awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh inning. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four. Ford comes set, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count will move 2-2 on Westcath. Casey Ford will come set, 2-2 pitch on the way to Westcath. Check swing. He goes around on the pitch. That is strike three. West Cath is the first out of the seventh inning. He strikes out swinging. He is now 0 for 4 on the night. We'll send it to Colby Smelly. Colby Smelly will dig in. He reached out an error back in the fourth. Strikeout in the fifth and a ground out in the first. He has put the ball in play tonight. Polanco, the runner at first, in relief of Andy Atwood. Ford will come set. Here's the pitch. Up and in again on Colby Smelly. 1-0 your count. Almost hitting the hand of Colby Smelly. Ford's throwing some heat. Mid to upper 90s with ease. Ray Vera, though. We call him the wizard for a reason. Kid throws some smoke. Ford with a deep breath, 1-0. Fastball a bit off the plate. Count will move 2-0. Ford played 5 years at Kansas State. Time called by home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. 2-0 your count. One zero, a bit off the plate. 2-0. Polanco, the runner at first. Smelly at the plate. Wilfred Veras awaiting on deck. He's got a home run in tonight's ball game. Pitch from Ford. Fastball a bit low. Four strike one. Three-one pitch from Ford. Swing and a miss from Smelly. That is a 3-2 count now. Veras on deck. Polanco at first base. Ballers and Woodpeckers tied at four. It's been an eventful ball game. Here's the full count offering from Ford. Fastball right down Broadway. Four strike three out. Number two is a strikeout looking. Casey Ford has struck out back-to-back batters. That'll send Wilfred Veras to the plate. I can't say the name Casey anymore without thinking of our wonderful bat dog, Miss Casey Betty. She's roaming the ballpark somewhere tonight. Probably accompanied with our general manager, Matt Millward. Veras cuts on the pitch and lifts it high and foul down the right field line. Heads up over at Guest Services. Miss Denise Crosby over there. Man in the tent. 0-1 count. Veras, a home run tonight. Two ground outs as well. Here's the 0-1. This one's unloaded on left field. After it is Hallmark, he looks up, and it's off the wall. Headed for third is Samuel Polanco. He's going to try to score. Relay throw comes in. There will be a play at the plate. No, there won't. Samuel Polanco is going to score. Headed for third is Wilfred Veras as the ball got loose. It is a two-bagger for Wilfred Veras, and then a throwing error allowing him to advance to third. I don't know if it'll be an error or just he advances on the throw. Nonetheless, Veras at third, and DJ Gladney will now dig in. DJ Gladney will dig in. Runner at third is Wilfred Veras. Ballers take a 5-4 lead, bottom seven. Here's the pitch from Ford. Gladney cuts on it, lifts it in the air in the infield. After it is the first baseman, Williams. Camps under it and makes the grab. Four out, number three. Well, this ball game has absolutely no lack of action. Wilfred Veras breaks the tie again here in the seventh inning. 5-4 your score in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network headed into the top of the eighth. It's Halloween here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tyler Whitaker will lead things off in the inning, and Addison Coffey has issued a pitch clock violation here to begin the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 count on Tyler Whitaker. We'll lead it off. Whitaker, Alvarez, and Molina due up in the order. Coffey will come set. Here's the 1-0. Grounder to third. Westcalf makes a diving effort. See if he can get the throw in time. He does. What a play by Westcalf, laying out to make the grab at the hot corner. Jose Alvarez will dig in, and just like that, it's a 5-3 ground out for Tyler Whitaker. One down now for Alvarez. As the wind's starting to howl here at Atrium Health Ballpark, a mighty breeze coming in. Blowing hard out to left field. Oh my. This is some of the biggest wind I've seen here in a long time. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 now your count, and Boomer out there is having some trouble staying upright as the wind is now howling here at the ballpark. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Coffey in the inning for his second inning of action. 0-1 is off the plate. 1-1 now on Jose Alvarez. This is one of the biggest winds I think I've ever seen here at the ballpark. I mean, it is blustery. 1-1, hard grounder, diving effort from Sanchez. It gets out into left field. It's a base knock for Jose Alvarez. Second hit of the night for the catcher, Alvarez, in his Woodpeckers debut. Runner on, one down for Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop. This wind is absolutely treacherous. Howling around here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a breezy one now. Any fly ball might be a bit of trouble here for Cannonballer pitching. Pitch is a bit low now to Molina. 1-0 your count. I'm sure you can hear it in the crowd mic. Might have to turn the crowd mic down a little bit. Addison Coffey comes set. 1-0 on the way. Big swing and a miss from Leo's Danny Molina. Moving now to a 1-1 count. Flags are going wild out in left field. Molina grounds the ball to third base. Kath on to second for one. On to first inning ending double play. 5-4-3. It's a Leo's Danny Molina ground down into a double play. Three outs now in the eighth inning. And the Ballers all of a sudden find themselves three outs away from a victory. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Good guys on top. 5-4. Benjamin Bailey will dig in, bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Woodpeckers doing business for the second time this weekend here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Good guys on top, 5-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Pitch is a bit low and inside, Bailey, 1-0 is your count. Casey Ford back out of the bump, his third inning of action. 1-0 count on Bailey. He's reached base in every plate appearance tonight. 1-0 a bit low. We'll do another one at 2-0 on Bailey. Two walks and a single. Single came back in the sixth inning. He advanced to second as well on a passed ball. Ford will come set, 2-0. Inside, Bailey wanted to offer at it, but did not. We'll do another one at 3-0. Looks like Addison Coffey's night is done. Liam Jenkins, the tall righty, warming up out there in the bullpen. Coffey gets through two innings. Solid work. 3-0 fastball inside corner. Count now 3-1. Victor Torres, catcher on deck, and in the hole will be Misael Gonzalez, center fielder. Ford will come set with a deep breath. 3-1 pitch. Inside corner for strike two. Good pitch from the righty Ford. Again, Bailey reaching base in every plate appearance so far tonight. See if he can do it here. 3-2. This one's lifted in the air left field after it is Jackson Hallmark. He has to come in a couple steps, but he makes the grab. Four out, number one. It's an F7 in the book. First out of the eighth inning is complete. Victor Torres will now dig in. Bottom eight, nobody out, nobody on, and a runner not on the bases. One down. Torres, two strikeouts, a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. Still has not reached base yet tonight. He's got a streak riding. He's on a 5-game hit streak, 11-game on base streak. It is a bit of a risky spot here, bottom eight. Pitch inside, 1-0. If he's able to get on base here, that would certainly help the cause. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who hold a one-run lead. Pitch swung on, fouled back by Torres. We'll do another one at 1-1. Misael Gonzalez waiting on deck. What a night he's had. 2-for-3 with an RBI. Star of the game so far tonight, in my mind, would either be Wilfred Veras or Nori Vera. Double and a triple in tonight's game. 1-1 from Ford. Fastball upstairs. Count now 2-1. Ford at over 30 pitches. Ballers certainly would like to see this be the last half inning they have to step at the plate. They can get the job done at the top of the ninth. 2-1. Swing and a miss from Torres. Count will move 2-2. Torres wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. It hits Torres right in the back, and that can't be very anything but not painful. Torres is going to hop around and be in a lot of pain. He'll take a free pass over to first base. And now John Kovalik is going to come out and chat with Casey Ford. Casey Ford has hit a couple of batters tonight, including Andy Atwood up in the nose area. Torres is plunked with a pitch. Looks like the assistant athletic trainer for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and Sarah Walton's going to come out and check on Victor Torres. Obviously, I'm sure Jeremy Niebusch, Haley Drollinger, pretty busy down there at the Kannapolis Cannonballers Clubhouse. Had a couple of injuries tonight for both sides. Nonetheless, Misael Gonzalez will dig in. One on, one out. Misa, a triple and a double tonight, an RBI as well. 2-for-3 with that run batted in. Back in the sixth inning. Ballers have seen themselves down by 3 runs. Taking the lead, down by a run. Tied up, take the lead again. It's been an eventful night here on All Holidays Night here at the ballpark. And we're going to cap it off with postgame fireworks. What's better than that? Gonzalez will dig in. He's raised the average up to 178 on the year. Getting a little more playing time with Logan Glass on the injured list. Gonzalez gets on the pitch and misses. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Looks like Jeremy Niebuhr has made his way back to the dugout. 0-1 hit low to Misael. 1-1 now. Casey Ford, the big tall righty on the bump. Ending in two-thirds so far. Two punch outs. He's below 40 pitches. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. Gonzalez cuts on the 1-1 and misses. 1-2 now the count. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop again waiting on deck. Ballers hold a one-run lead. Again, they do need to win to remain tied to the Columbia Fireflies for first place in the South Division. Time called by the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Good lead at first for Victor Torres, who is on base. 1-2 in the dirt, picked out by the catcher Alvarez. 2-2 will now move the count. What a great night at the ballpark. All holidays night at the Booster Club 50-50 raffle. Postgame fireworks, the Ballers are on top. 2-2, just a bit low and outside. Count will run full now on Misael Gonzalez. Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop awaiting on deck. Full count, one out. Misa holding the bat over the plate. 3-2. Swung on, and this one's lined in a ride to left field. It'll drop in front of the left fielder Hallmark and be a base knock, maybe more. Headed for third is Victor Torres. Play at third, he's safe. Misael Gonzalez is going to get his second double of the night. What a night at the plate for Misa. He has got his second double of the night. Back-to-back doubles and back-to-back at-bats, as well as a triple. Nine-hole man Wilbur Sanchez will now dig in. So now two runners in scoring position and one down. Still just one out in the inning. Ballers looking for some insurance runs, perhaps. Infield will be forced to play in with one down in the speedy Sanchez at the plate. First pitch is a bit low and inside. Count will move 1-0 on Sanchez. There is an arm warming for Fayetteville down the line. One-oh count. Sanchez will take the pitch. It gets by the catcher Alvarez and gets loose, and it will not advance any runners. Alvarez able to get to it quickly. Torres and Gonzalez are the base runners, neither of them moving up. Alvarez able to get to it quickly despite the wild offering from the righty Casey Ford. Woodpeckers pitching has kind of struggled tonight. They also haven't had much help in the field. Three errors tonight from Fayetteville. They've got a total of seven errors. Now time called, and out in left field, a child tosses a ball onto the field. Count will go 2-0. We'll keep it at 2-0. The ball gets loose out in the outfield for Jackson Hallmark to go grab. 2-0 count. Ford looks in for the signs. Infield playing in. He'll come set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Sanchez. That'll move 2-1 now. Sanchez fooled on an off-speed pitch. 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball from the righty Casey Ford. 2-1 on the way. This one's lifted in the air in left field. After it is Hallmark. Will it stay in fair play? It will. Is it deep enough to score Torres? It is not. A throw comes in from Hallmark on a laser. Ball is loose in the infield, but no runs are scored. It's a simple flyout for Wilbur Sanchez. F7 in the book. Two down now. Top of the order, Samuel Polanco will get his first at-bat of the evening. Samuel Polanco gets his first at-bat of the evening. 6 foot, 160-pound, 22-year-old from Peravia, Dominican Republic. First pitch is in there, 0-1 your count on Polanco. Entering in relief as a pinch runner in the seventh inning for Andy Atwood. Ford will come set, here's the 0-1. Fastball inside corner on Polanco, count will move 0-2. Oh, 2 count, 2 down. 4 to the deep breath on the bump. 2 on, here's the pitch. Polanco is going to stay alive as he foul tips this one back. 0-2 your count. Polanco will get the 0-2 from Ford. It's a bit off the plate on an off-speed pitch. He'll move 1-2. Wes Kath, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Torres at third. Gonzalez at second. Ballers hold a narrow lead 5-4. Looking for insurance runs. 1-2. Fastball a bit off the plate. Count will even now at 2-2 on Samuel Polanco. Another ball gets loose out in left field, delaying play. Two remains the count. Looks like there's a bunch of fans out there in left field. Looks like they're all just hanging on the rail. Nonetheless, we're back playing baseball. 2-2 count, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Polanco will dig in, wiggles the bat over the left shoulder, 2-2. Hard liner, foul, heads up in the Wayne Brothers pick and carry. The ball lands in foul ground. Another one will enter at 2-2. Liam Jenkins, a tall righty out in the bullpen for Kannapolis, warming up. He will probably enter in relief or a save. 2-2 in the dirt and low outside. Count runs full. The plot thickening here as Casey Ford unable to get this third out. He had Polanco down 0-2. However, Samuel staying alive with a good eye at the plate. Batting 238 on the year. 4 homers, 22 RBI for Samuel Polanco. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from Ford. Hard liner right at the third baseman, Whitaker, barely asked to move. He makes the grab for out number 3. L5 in the book for Samuel Polanco. That is the third out of the eighth inning. Well, ballers are 3 outs away from victory. They'll hand it over to Liam Jenkins to see if the big tall righty from the University of Louisville can close it out here in Kannapolis. Ballers on top, 5-4. Quick break and we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way. Yuris Ramirez, Jackson Hallmark, Joey Loperfido, two up in the inning. The big tall righty, Liam Jenkins on the bump. We're going to shut the door on the Woodpeckers. Top nine, 0-1 count now. Ramirez fouls this one back. 0-1 is your count. Liam Jenkins, 6'8", 225-pound, 25-year-old from Mokena, Illinois. Product of the University of Louisville. 0-1 off the plate, 1-1 now. Jenkins coming up in the Cleveland Guardians organization, recently signed as a free agent by the White Sox here in 2022. Pitch to Ramirez, swung on and fouled off. Another one coming at 1-2. 17th round pick in 2018 out of Louisville by the Guardians. 2022, he's 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. 1-2 is inside on Ramirez, 2-2 now. Pitched last year with the Lynchburg Hillcats in 10 games. It was 3-0 with a 3.98 ERA. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, grounder foul by Ramirez. Ends up in the Fayetteville dugout. We'll do another one at 2-2. Hallmark and Loperfido following the order. Ramirez, a double back in the fifth of the RBI variety, and two strikeouts in the night as well. 2-2. Up and in, check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire tonight, and Charlie Welling. Count will move at 3-2 on Ramirez. Jenkins, 16 walks, 17 punch outs. Opponents batting 277 against Liam Jenkins. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Lifted eye and foul. Straight back. Another one coming at 3-2. Hallmark left fielder on deck. He's had a night. Two walks. Fly out, a strikeout. Ramirez, RBI, double in the fifth. Part of a three-run inning. Ramirez check swings on the 3-2. Did he go around? No, says our infield umpire in Charlie Welling. And not a fan of the call is the Ballers dugout. Yuris Ramirez will draw a leadoff walk here in the top of the ninth inning. So runner on. It is the tying run. Go-ahead run steps to the plate in Jackson Hallmark. That Ballers dugout, not a fan of that call from Charlie Welling. Close call for sure. Nonetheless, runner on for Hallmark, who's had two walks, a flyout, and a strikeout. Cuts on the first pitch to pop up. Who's got it? Looks like Wilfred Veras circling after it. He will camp under it and make the grab for out number one. P3 put out of Jackson Hallmark. First out of the ninth inning. Ballers need two more outs for a victory. It'll send Loperfido, the center fielder, to the plate. Joey Loperfido, a single back in the seventh. Other than that, three strikeouts. Potential for a golden sombrero here if Liam Jenkins can get the job done. Time called, another ball loose in the outfield. It's the third time this happened in the last inning alone. Liam Jenkins, 2019, he was 0-6 with a 4 ERA. For the Mahoning Valley Scrappers in short season ball in the Cleveland Guardians organization. First pitch is in there on the inside corner. 0-1 count now on Loperfido. Three swinging strikeouts and a single in that seventh inning. 0-1 from Jenkins. Fastball inside corner, now 0-2 on Loperfido. Logan Cerny, right fielder, waiting on deck. Ground ball would do a lot of good here for Kannapolis. Might potentially end the ball game. 0-2 from Jenkins. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Golden sombrero awarded to the Duke Blue Devil, Joey Loperfido. And that is the second out of the top of the ninth inning. And Loperfido will end his night 1-for-5 with four strikeouts on the evening. Logan Cerny, right fielder, is all that stands in between the Ballers and a victory here on All Holidays Night here at the ballpark. It's been a back-and-forth ball game. A lot of action. First pitch is an off-speed pitch inside corner to Logan Cerny, 0-1 count. Cerny a single back in the fifth inning, a walk in the seventh. Grounded out in the first and fourth as well. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low on and off speed from Liam Jenkins. Count will move 1-1. Justin Williams, first baseman, awaiting on deck. 1-1 count, two down, top nine. Ballers lead 5-4. Jenkins will be delivering pitch number 15. It's just on the lower part of the zone. And now Fayetteville finds themselves down to their final strike. Fans clapping and cheering for Kannapolis. Ballers would pick up another home victory, their first one of the series. 1-2. Low and away. Count will move even on. Logan Cerny proving to be a tough out. Both ground balls he's put in play tonight for outs. For hard hit. Single, of course, in the fifth hard hit. Then a walk in seventh with a good eye. One of the top prospects in all of Houston's organization. 2-2 count. Two outs. Jenkins will deliver the pitch. Low and in the dirt again. Torres picks it out. Count will run full. Williams, first baseman, again on deck. Cerny at the plate. Jenkins, a tall righty, looks in for the signs from Torres. Runner at first with a good lead is Yuris Ramirez. Time called at the plate. Pitch clock violation issued to Liam Jenkins, and that is going to be a walk issued to Logan Cerny. And now the fans uproar with boos. Nonetheless, pitch clock violation issued. Logan Cerny will take a free pass. And the plot thickens. Two walks in the inning for Jenkins. Justin Williams will dig in. Two on, two out. Woodpeckers trail by one. Williams 0 for 4 on the night. Two strikeouts. Pitch from Jenkins will be delivered. It's low. Count will move 1-0. Ballers were down to their final strike. However, now Justin Williams with a prime opportunity to cause some trouble. 1-0. Fastball outside corner. Good pitch from Liam Jenkins. 1-1. Series finale tomorrow night. Tomorrow, I should say. Not tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, actually. 1 o'clock first pitch. It's Parents' Day tomorrow. Picture frame giveaway for our first 1,000 fans. Super Splash Sunday. 1-1 a bit low to Justin Williams. 2-1 now. Kelly Day scheduled for tomorrow. Jared Kelly. Roddy will make a start here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-1 count. Two out. Liam Jenkins and the ballers looking to shut the door. 2-1. Swung on. Weak grounder foul down the third base line. Joe Thon, manager for the Woodpeckers, will field and underhand it to the dugout. And again, the Woodpeckers find themselves a strike away from dropping tonight's ballgame. They held a 3-0 lead at one point, but Kannapolis climbing back in the fifth and sixth. Fayetteville lost the lead in the fifth, never saw it back. 2-2. Check swing, he goes around, and that's your ballgame. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 5-4. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark all holidays night. And the Ballers can celebrate their own night with a 5-4 victory here at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Well, that's going to just about do it for us. We are going to have a post-game show tonight after the fireworks. So if you are wanting to stick around and tune into that, feel free to do so. But we'll wrap it up a little quickly here. Ballers fell behind 3-0 early in the fifth inning, coming back and getting two runs in that fifth inning. They get two more in the sixth and take a 4-3 lead. Fayetteville coming back in that seventh and tying it up. And then Wilfred Veras in the seventh inning with a moonshot out into left field. Score in the sixth inning, giving the Ballers some extra cushion there. 5-4 your score. Ballers win it tonight. They stay tied for first place in the Carolina League South Division. Post-game fireworks, though, on tap for tonight. So we're going to go ahead and sign off for now. We will do a post-game show after the fireworks here at the ballpark. Take a quick break. We will be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's going to be a little bit delayed, so if we don't hear from you soon, 1 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. Hope you can join us here at the ballpark or on the broadcast. MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Catch you soon. We hope to hear from you and have you listening in real soon. We will see you, and as always, have a blast. Catch you at the postgame show here soon in just a moment. Trevor Wilt, thanks for the send up, my friend. Welcome to the broadcast booth up here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 5-4. What a wild game. We all had a blast out there here at the ballpark, Atrium Health Ballpark. What a nice night for baseball it turned out to be. The Ballers take tonight 5-4 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They snap a two-game losing skid, and they pick up their first victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers since April the 10th here at home. They went on a bit of a rough stretch here at home against Fayetteville. However, coming out tonight with a victory 5-4. Addison Coffey gets his fourth win of the year. 4-2 now on the year. Casey Ford, 2-2. Now he gets the loss. And Liam Jenkins, the tall righty out of the bullpen, picks up the save as Kannapolis wins 5-4. Even on hits, 7-7. Fayetteville tallies 3 errors in tonight's ballgame. They have now 7 errors in each of their last 2 games here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Not a great night for the defense of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. How about some notable performances, though, for both sides? Andy Atwood, 1-for-3 before departing with a hit-by-pitch in the ball game for Wilfred Veras as well. How about Wilfred Veras tonight with a big-time sixth-inning home run, a solo shot off of Bayozo, 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs, another multi-hit game for Wilfred Veras. How about Misael Gonzalez as well? 3-for-4 with an RBI. He picks up 2 doubles and a triple on the evening, does Misa. A guy who really had been struggling at the plate, but tonight with 2 big doubles and then a triple off the bat of Misael Gonzalez. Good night at the plate. And then Wilbur Sanchez, again, 0-for-3, but you can't completely judge it off of 0-for-3. A walk and a run scored. Wilbur Sanchez providing the speed on the base paths, stealing his team high 32nd stolen base of the year. On the other side, how about the pitchers tonight? What a magical night for the Wizard, Jorge Vera. 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 7 punch-outs for one of the top prospects in all of the Chicago White Sox system. His ERA now down to a 2.14 ERA for the Roddy Jorge Vera. Angel Acevedo, 2 1/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 2 punch-outs. Acevedo providing quality work out of the bullpen. Addison Coffey, though, produces 1 hit, 1 strikeout. That's it. Liam Jenkins gets the save in the 9th. 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 2 punch-outs. On the other side, the losers tonight, Fayetteville Woodpeckers. How about 1-for-5 night for Joey Loper-Fido with an RBI. Logan Cerny, 1-for-3 with an RBI, 2 walks as well for one of the top prospects in the Astros organization, Logan Cerny. 0-for-5 night for Justin Williams. 1-for-3 night for Victor Mascai. The only multi-hit performance tonight in his Woodpeckers debut, Jose Alvarez, 2-for-4 with a run scored. Leo's Danny Molina, 1-for-3 tonight with a walk, and then a 1-for-3 night with an RBI double for Yuris Ramirez. The only extra base hit of the night for Fayetteville is a double off the bat of Yuris Ramirez, his 6th of the year. On the other side, Uyola, starter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 4 punch-outs. Bayozo, 1 2/3, 3 hits, 4 runs, just 1 earned, 1 walk, and 3 punch-outs. And then Casey Ford gets the loss, the big tall righty out of the bullpen. 2 1/3, 3 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 2 punch-outs. Ends the night for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the bump. 7:02 first pitch, 2 hours, 55 minutes of game action. A little over 3,800 fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark tonight, enjoying All Holidays night. Hopefully you had a blast. That looked like a lot of fun out there. I know a couple of fun holidays for sure. That Labor Day holiday, man, we'll have to see if we can keep doing that. Nonetheless, what a great night for action. What a great night for baseball as the Ballers fell down early 3-0 and then come back to take the lead. Fayetteville ties it in the 7th, and then hold on, wait a minute. Kannapolis switches up and gets another run in the bottom of the 7th inning, and it takes the lead 5-4, and they hold on just in time for a big 5-4 win over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. We'll do it again tomorrow in the series finale already. So soon, done with Fayetteville. Tomorrow is the final game between the Peckers and the Ballers all season. The 24th matchup between the two sides. Jared Kelly, 0-4, the 3.64 ERA. We'll get the start for Kannapolis. Carlos Cole at the start for Joe Thon, the Woodpeckers. 2-4 with a 4.24 ERA. Hope you had a blast. 1 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. Be sure to join us if you can. Picture frame giveaway for our first 1,000 fans. fans 14 or older. Also, a Super Splash Day here at the ballpark. Be sure to be ready. Might have our head groundskeeper, Tim Siegel, out there in left field hosing down some fans on that left field berm. Heads up down there. Tim is really errant with the hose. Nonetheless, going to be a fun one tomorrow. Hope you can join us here at the ballpark. If you're not able to, be sure to catch us on MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, as well as the MILB First Pitch app. Dan Helody, as always, from the broadcast booth, saying thanks for tuning in and thanks for having a blast with us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. 5-4 here in Kannapolis. We'll do it again tomorrow. Still plenty of baseball left, and hey, we're still tied for first place. Columbia picks up a win tonight, setting up a heck of a matchup next week here in Kannapolis. Ballers win tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow for the series finale. Drive home safe. Have a great one, everyone, and catch you soon.